Our two countries share a special bond forged by unique histories and national characters. It's a fellowship that exists only among people who have fought and bled and died for freedom.
President Trump speaking to a huge crowd outside in Warsaw, Poland.
After, they love him there.
They really do.
He's gotten a warm reception.
Very conservative country. They have a very conservative president who practically begged Mr. Trump to stop by while he was in the neighborhood on his way to the G20, the summit of the G20 nations.
How is Donald Trump looking so far on the world stage, and how will he appear to Russia when he meets tomorrow with Vladimir Putin? Joining us with his perspective is UT Arlington political science professor Alan Sachs. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. You're absolutely correct. President Trump is getting, by all accounts, and I've been watching it, he's getting a terrific reception in Poland, and it was expected. Thousands of people were arranged to meet him, and it looks like he's getting the reception that he wanted, and he's replying in kind.
How ironic is it that the president can get a lot of respectful reception in Poland, but he can't get it in his own country? In fact, we had a ridiculous Pew Research report this morning that came out that said most Americans have more confidence in German Chancellor Angela Merkel than they do in President Trump. And I'm thinking, how many Americans know anything at all about Angela Merkel, right?
You're absolutely correct. I've always been very, very dubious of these snap polls that all of a sudden you ask somebody, something happens, and what do you think about this? And you're absolutely right. If you ask them, the American public is not dumb by any means, but I don't think that they really dig very deep into these major policy questions or political personalities that emerge every so often. They hear that name and they say, hey, that sounds good, I'll do that. But it's very, very important, I think, that President Trump meets with Vladimir Putin, as he will, I think, when all of this scenery shifts to Hamburg, I think, at the end of the week, when the 20 major economic powers get together to meet. It's very important that they get the measure of each other. In history, for example, President John Kennedy, 1961, when he first came into office, met with then-Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. And they came away, and Nikita Khrushchev believed that President Kennedy was a weakling, that he was not able to stand up to pressure. And some historians believe that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. So you have to present yourself in a very strong way, and I think that President Trump will do that very well with Vladimir Putin. Margaret Thatcher, when she met with Mikhail Gorbachev many years ago, said something very interesting. She said, I think we can do business with this man. And when that happened, a lot of people said, what are you talking about? Because all these Soviet leaders are pretty brutal, pretty tough characters. But Margaret Thatcher saw something in Mikhail Gorbachev, and she was absolutely correct, and the Soviet Union began to crumble after that. Mikhail Gorbachev is a man that you could do deals with. So it's very important, especially at this time when we have missiles from North Korea and the world very endangered in a number of quarters, that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump at least get the measure of each other.
If he does well on the world stage with this trip, is that going to help him at home, do you think?
I think it will. Although there are some people that so dislike him, it doesn't matter probably what he does, they're going to find some fault with it. But that's a very interesting point. It should. If he does well abroad, it should carry over here at home. But it's very difficult to know if many of his adversaries, and there are plenty of them, will be converted anytime soon.
All right. Dr. Sachs, we wish we had more time with you. We generally do, but we thank you very much for talking with us this morning. We'll get back to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, Alan Sachs from University of Texas Arlington.